من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل. We are still discussing all the various aspects of fasting, the month of Ramadan, the great blessing of the month of Ramadan, and how to keep our rosas, etc. And then the command was initially in Islam that after opening rosa at sunset, then till a person goes and sleep, till then he could eat and drink and cohabit with his wife. The minute he falls asleep, then after that, from that time already his rosa starts. And he has to keep rosa till the sunset of the next day. However, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also found this difficult because they were hard working people. After opening rosa, they fell asleep. And then the whole night still passed, and they cohabited with their wives also, and they came and explained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what happened. Then Allah tabaraka ta'ala revealed these ayat, in which now there was, the law was made easy. And Allah ta'ala says, فَالْآنْ بَاشِرُهُنْ. Now it is permissible for you that you cohabit with your wives until the time of Subah Sadiq. Not only till when you fall asleep, but the whole night till the time of Subah Sadiq. And in fact, in that Allah Ta'ala is encouraged to cohabit with one's wife during the month of Ramadan at night. وَبْتَهُ مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Or talab karo usko jo likha gaya hai Allah ne tumhare liye, and seek that which Allah has written for you, that is your children, offspring that will be meant for you. Seek it, use the means for it, cohabit with your wife. The month of Ramadan is Mubarak, and the children that will be conceived in the month of Ramadan will also be very Mubarak. And not only to cohabit with your wife is now permissible till Subah Sadiq, till the dawn, but in fact also wakulu, washrabu, or khao or piyo. Eating and drinking also has made now been made permissible right until Subah Sadiq. As we have the rosas now, this was what Allah Ta'ala had revealed later. Initially, it was just till when a person fell asleep. And this was حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْقَدْرِ. جب تک کہ صاف نظر آئے تم کو دھارِ سفید صبح کے جدا دھارِ سیاہ سے. Until the line of the white line of the morning becomes clear to you from the black line or at the time of Fajr. And this was that when the sun rises, the color in the horizon, that it is completely dark. And when the Subah Sadiq comes, then a thin white line comes. Now there are different explanations of that white line, whether it is of the morning or whether it is part of the morning, etc. However, the Subah Sadiq time, which for our purposes today has been made very easy, we have ready calendars printed and the time of Subah Sadiq is written on there. However, previously they looked at the horizon and then they would see till when is it permissible to eat, etc. One Sahabi, Adi ibn Hatim, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had taken the apparent meaning of this. And he put a white piece of cotton and a black piece of cotton as the literal meaning, translation of this ayat is, under his pillow. And he kept on watching it, that when can you see the difference, then you can eat till that time. Then he came and he explained to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what I had done. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam laughed and told him, you have a very short understanding. It doesn't mean a white and black cotton that you put under your pillow. It means the whiteness of in the sky, different from the blackness of the sky, that fine line which the Quran referred to as a white cotton and a black cotton. Anyway, and then Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ فِرْ پُورَ كَرُوا رُوزَكُ رَاتَ. And after that, complete your roza now, till the night, till sunset. From Subah Sadiq, as we have rozas today, that was the command that was given, that keep your rozas now, no cohabiting with your wife, no eating and drinking until sunset. So this great command Allah has given, and with all its different instructions, and the great, great virtues and benefits which are in fasting and in keeping rozas. May Allah accept from us our Ramadan, whatever efforts we made. May Allah forgive us all our shortcomings, and in His infinite mercy, may Allah bless us with the full rewards of Ramadan and fasting and tilawat, zikr and dua and all the other ibadat of Ramadan. And may Allah Ta'ala make it a storage for us for our akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana.